The Uganda National Examinations Board UNEB has today praised the competency-based curriculum, the CBC, as 99.7% of students who sat the 2025 Uganda Certificate of Education UCE exams qualify to proceed to the next step. Speaking at State House Nakasero during the official results release, UNEB Executive Director Dan Odongo attributed the success to the curriculum-based competencies focus on practical skills, saying it has fostered creativity and innovation among learners. According to UNEB, out of the 429,949 students who sat the exams, 428,628 qualified for UCE certificates. Odongo added that the CBC assessment introduced last year has contributed to improved performance following a 98.5% pass rate in 2024. He further observed that the old curriculum faced challenges such as a lack of libraries, insufficient practical equipment, and large class sizes, which the CBC is addressing. Only 63 cases of malpractice were reported during the 2025 exams. This marks the second successful year that UCE results are being released under the lower secondary level competency-based curriculum framework.
Some stakeholders in education wondered whether the products of the new curriculum were indeed better than those that went through the old curriculum. On the face of it, the new curriculum was meant to produce learners who would exhibit the generic 21st century skills of critical thinking, creativity, communication, collaboration, problem solving, among others, skills which were majorly lacking in the old content-based curriculum. The key findings, Honorable Minister, results showed that 93% of the head teachers that we were interviewed and the teachers in at least 96% of the schools that were surveyed agreed that the current learners demonstrate stronger problem-solving skills, that is, they can reason and analyze, they can do research on their own.
Speaking at the just-released examinations of the 2025 results for UCE at Nakasero, the Minister of Education and Sports, Janet Kataha Museveni, expressed gratitude for the curriculum's focus on practical skills, noting students are now engaging in projects like tree planting, bread making, and paver making. The minister highlighted the curriculum's emphasis on communication skills and innovation, saying it's a key factor in accelerating Uganda's development.
No doubt in my mind, therefore, that as more of our children go through this competence-based education, we will become wholesomely liberated, and so shall Uganda, because we are witnessing a new era in our homeland. As Mark Bevis points out in this book on page 107, in order to liberate a nation, individuals must first be liberated themselves. Unquote. Certainly, the 2025 UCE results, as reported by UNEB, paint a very encouraging picture.